This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for Monday, June 18, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 3. It says there, "But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa, found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." End of quote. The Lord had a unique plan and purpose in Jonah's life. He came to Jonah and said him to go to Nineveh and preach there because the people in Nineveh were evil and wicked. But not listening to the word of the Lord, the prophet Jonah disobeyed and ran away from the presence of the Lord. When he started disobeying God, it appeared everything was favorable for him for a while. He went down to Joppa. He found a ship that was ready to go to Tarshish. He had the money for the trip, so he paid the fare and got into the ship. He went down inside the ship and found a very comfortable and quiet place to rest and sleep. All looked good for a while. My beloved, this is how backsliding from the plan of God and running away from God feels to many people. The story of the prodigal son, Jesus Christ said, who ran away from the Father's house, he was also excited to go away from his loving father's home. All looked good and no problem he could see on the horizon. Jonah went down to the lowest chamber of the ship and felt very safe and secure. Nobody would take note of him and nobody would notice him in the lowest room. That must have been his thought. But didn't he know he is in the sight and presence of the Lord no matter where he is? Bible says, "God keep watching us continuously." The book of Psalm 121 verse 8 says, "The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever." End of quote. He not only watches the paths of the godly one, but God also keeps watching the evil and the wicked. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 3 says, "The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eye on both the evil and the good." End of quote. Psalm 139 says, "We cannot get away from his presence, and we cannot hide from him either." Jonah is at the bottom chamber of the ship, lying down and sleeping with apparently no issues or problems. But the Lord sent a powerful wind on the sea. There was a great storm on the sea, so that the ship was about to break up. Verse 4. Did you notice it says the Lord sent a mighty wind and the ship was about to break? You know, running away from the presence of the Lord seemed comfortable for a while. But to face the consequences, pay its prices, and coming back to the presence of the Lord were not easy at all. My beloved friend, are you running away from the Lord? Are you in a backslide lifestyle and experience? You see, when we disobey the Lord, it affects other people as well. They were all afraid in the ship because of the powerful storm. And the pagan people in the ship threw Jonah into the sea to make the sea calm because of his disobedience to the living Lord in heaven. Jonah ended up in the depths of the sea and then to the belly of a great fish. There he cried out to the Lord for help. In such a dangerous and hopeless situation, he came to his full sense and understood only the Lord could save and deliver him. The disobedience to God always makes people go down, down, and down again. The obedience to the Lord brings blessings, and disobedience to him brings punishments and curses, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28 in the Bible. Now Jonah was in a situation, and only God who made the heaven and the earth could help him out of it. He repented and cried out to God for help from the depths of the sea and from the belly of the fish. We wonder at the fantastic grace of the Lord toward us when we cry out to the Lord for help. God heard his prayer even from the depth and belly of the great fish, and the Lord delivered him. Jonah chapter 3, 1 verse says, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, and God used him to go and preach in the city of Nineveh, and the people in that whole wicked city repented and turned back to God." And the Lord changed his mind and did not destroy the evil city of Nineveh because of their repentance from their sins and wicked ways. My beloved friend, had he obeyed the Lord for the first time, he did not have to face the severe and harmful consequences of disobedience, right? Is this not a solemn warning to all of us? God wants us to repent and turn to him so that he can save and deliver you and me. God sent Jesus Christ to this earth so that we can come to a loving relationship with him. Jesus carried all your sins and died in your place and rose again. The good Lord is calling you to accept his son Jesus Christ as your savior now. Would you listen and obey his call? If you are running away from God, God has a beautiful and wonderful plan for your life, my friend. Repent now and turn back to him and pray. He will save and deliver you. He is the God of Jonah. No matter where you are, how far you are away, you cry, and repentance will make it all good again for you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Let us pray. You can pray after me. Father in heaven, please have mercy on me and save me today. I am sorry for my sins. I come to you, Father. I accept your call to believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth, died, and rose again for my sins. Please save me and deliver me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the good and loving Lord bless you today and deliver you from all your problems and bless all the days of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.